Again, it's a pleasure to be with you. Would you pray with me together? Father, we thank you for this day. It's a day for us to join together to worship you in song and your word. So I pray that whatever words that I would use, the ones that will touch people in your way, I thank you for. And any of them that don't, I pray that they just go by the side. So I pray for your Holy Spirit to do the leading today in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So today is a special day. Can anybody tell me what's special about this Sunday? October? No. It's a special day called Reformation Sunday. And let me tell you a little bit of the history of that. From that history, it's been said, what had been hidden in the dark for so long had come to light in the teaching of justification for salvation and the authority of the Bible. And that was October 31st, 1517. And for this reason, after darkness, light became an unofficial motto for the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s, and now it's the title for the message today.
对，出于这样的原因呢，黑暗后的光成为呢，1500年代新教改革的非官方的宣言或者格言啊，也是我们今天信息的主题。
Martin Luther was a monk in the Catholic Church, but he accused the church of profiting off of people.
马丁路德是天主教会的修士，但他指责教会从人们身上获取利益。
They used unbiblical teaching, and they kept the Bible out of the people's language so they couldn't read it.
他们使用不符合圣经的教导，将圣经排除在 大众的语言之外，使他们没有办法去阅读圣经。
So in front of the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, Luther was asked whether or not he would take back the charges he had against the church.
在罗马神圣罗马帝国皇帝面前，路德被问及是否会收回对教会的指控。
And Luther replied, whoa, now that's up louder. I changed my mind. He replied, unless I'm convicted of error by the Bible, I stand convicted, and I cannot and will not take back the charges.
路德回答说，除非我被圣经定罪，否则，即使我被定罪，我也不会收回我的指控。
His message was, on this I take my stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen.
在这一点上呢，我是坚持我的立场，我没有别的选择，请神来帮助我。Amen.
So calling the church back to the Bible and a biblical understanding of the gospel, Luther was shining a light on the Word of God.
通过呼吁教会回归圣经和对福音的圣经理解，路德的话呢，照亮了上帝的这个本身想要传达给我们的意思。
A particular verse that Luther felt like wasn't being taught in the church was Romans 1:17.
尤其是路德认为，就是罗马书的一章十七节没有被
For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, it is written, thou shalt live by faith.
这节经文是这样的，原来神的义就是在这福音上显现出来，本于信，以至于信，正如经上所记，一人将因信而活。
For those of us who love Jesus and His gospel, October 31 reminds us of the light that broke through at a significant moment in church history.
对于那些热爱耶稣和他的福音的人来说，10月31号让我们想起在历史上的这样一个重要时刻，这样的时刻呢是一个突破光的时刻。
Still, much of our culture, for much of our culture, October 31st is a day to talk about and make a big deal over darkness. It's Halloween.
对于我们大部分文化来说，是10月31号是一个讨论黑暗的日子，也是跟那个黑暗一个相关的日子。今天另外一个节日是万圣节。
So there's a history to that too. It's no surprise since Halloween originally was a festival to the Lord of Death and evil spirits.
Yeah, 这也并不奇怪，因为万圣节起源于是给献给死亡和恶灵之王的节日。
One former high priest of witchcraft said, "The modern holiday we call Halloween has its origins in the full moon closest to November 1, the witches' New Year."
一位前巫术的大祭司是这样，他说：“我们称这位万圣节的这样的节日是起源于这样一个。”满月的最接近于十月一号的一个满月的这个日子，这是女巫的新年日。
It was a time when the spirits or demons were supposed to be at their peak power.
在这样满月的这一天呢，就是邪灵和恶魔的他们的那个邪能啊，会达到最顶峰的这样一个时间。
You see, pagans more than 2,000 years ago believed that on the night before the New Year.The boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead were blurred.
对，2000多年的异教徒相信，在新年的前一天晚上，生者与死者之间的界限变得会很模糊。
The presence of certain spirits also made it easier for the pagan priests to make predictions about the future.
对，某些灵的存在呢，也使得异教祭司更容易的去预测未来。
People then gathered in to burn crops and animals as sacrifice to the pagan gods.
对，人们聚集在焚烧庄稼和牲畜，作为祭司这个异教神明的祭品。
The pagan priests wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and attempted to tell each other's fortunes.
异教教师穿着通常由兽首或者兽皮组成的这种服装，并试图互相来预测命运。
Now, according to the Old Testament, witchcraft and fortune telling and the whole spectrum of the occult were capital crimes, punishable by death.
Yeah, 根据旧约呢，说巫术、算命和各种神秘学都是死罪，可被判处死刑。
Deuteronomy 18:10-12 said, For example, never sacrifice your son or daughter as a burnt offering, and do not let your people practice fortune telling, or use sorcery, or interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord.It is because the other nations have done these detestable things that the Lord your God will drive them out ahead of you.
对，生命记18:10-12是这样说的：你们中间不可有人，使儿女惊火，也不可有占卜的，光照的，用法术的，行邪术的，用迷术的，教鬼的，行巫术的，过阴的。凡行这些事的，都为耶和华所憎恶。因那些国民行这可憎的事，所以耶和华你们的神将他们从你们面前赶走。
In the Old Testament, God forbid witchcraft and fortune telling because people were seeking important information for life from spirits of the dead instead of Him, the author of life. And it tells us about that in Isaiah 8:19.
对，在旧约中，上帝禁止巫术和算命，因为人们， 想从死者灵魂中，而不是上帝本身来作为生命的创造者那里去寻求重要的生命信息。这在以赛亚八章十九节有描述。
Someone may say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead with their whisperings and mutterings. They will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead?
有人对你们说，这是以赛亚八章十九节是这样说的。有人对你们说，当求问那些交鬼的和行巫术的，就是声音绵满，言为细微的，你们便回答说，百姓不当求问自己的神吗？岂可为活人求问死人呢？
In the New Testament, even in Galatians 5:20, witchcraft is listed among these things that are to be renounced by believers.
在新约的加拉太五到二十章中，巫术被列为信徒必须弃绝的事物之一。
Many people feel Halloween is harmful because of the emphasis on death and violence and fear and witchcraft.
许多人认为万圣节是有害的，因为它强调死亡。暴力、恐惧和巫术。
Many children will be exposed to endless movies and TV programs that glorify murder and torture, evil activities on Halloween. Just turn your TV on. That's what you'll see.
就是在万圣节呢，许多孩子会接触到无数的美化、谋杀、酷刑、邪恶活动的电影和电视节目。就是如果你们今天晚上打开一些电视频道，你们就会看到这样的内容。
And Isaiah 5:20 says, What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter.
Yeah, 以赛亚五章二十也是这样说的，这祸灾那些称善为恶，称恶为善，没问题啊，那些称恶为善，称善为恶。以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的。
And you may have noticed, if you keep up with the news, the last few years, upside down thinking has become more popular.
你可能注意到，在过去的几年，颠倒思维变得越来越流行。
What our culture today is, it's probably time to avoid any darkness and make a clear stand for light.
在我们今天的文化中，可能是时候避免任何黑暗，并明确表明光明的立场。
There's a book called Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. It points out some of this with its comments.
有一本书，就是叫《黑暗的议程》这本书，就是宣称要摧毁美国基督的发起来要摧毁美国基督的基督美国吧，或者是的一个战争就是指出的并有一些相关的评论。
And I quote, since the fires of the French Revolution that was in 1789 to 94, the political left has been at war with religion and the Christian religion in particular.
就是那个自从1789年至1794年法国大革命的这个大革命以来就是政治左派哈，就是一直和宗教尤其是基督教进行争斗。
And again I quote, during the time they changed the Notre Dame Church to the Temple of Reason, and they went on to massacre many Christians in central France.
对。这里也是有这样的评论说，在那段时间里，他们把巴黎圣母院改成了理性神殿，然后在法国中部屠杀了许多基督徒。
Some of this came from Karl Marx. He's considered the father of communism. He described religion as the opium of the people, and those inspired by him have regarded religion as the enemy of progress.
就是卡尔马克思哈，被认为是共产主义之父。他呢把宗教描述为人类的鸦片，受他启发的人将宗教视为进步的敌人。
Some of the radicals in America today openly declare their desire to obliterate religion or at least the religion from the Bible.
今天美国的一些激进分子公开宣称他们想要消灭宗教，或至少是圣经中的宗教。
One such radical said, "Religion must die in order for mankind to live."
一个这样的激进分子是这样说的，他说宗教必须灭亡，人类才能生存。
And many that call themselves the new atheists have a goal to extinguish Christianity, in particular from a legitimate point of view.
许多人称许多激进分子称自己是新无神论者。他们的目标是想从合法的角度来消灭基督教。
A document of the New Atheist movement published in 2006 says religion poisons everything.
2006年发表的新无神论运动宣言中是这样说的，说宗教毒害一切。
So what does that have to do with how we look at October 31st? Is it a time of darkness? Or light.
那么所有这些和我们如何看待十月三十号有什么关系呢？那今天到底是黑暗呢，还是一个光明的时间呢？
Now, of course, none of us want to seem to be spoiling good times of children, or just collecting candy, or perhaps maybe we should pay more attention, though, how some of these activities can be changing our children's minds.
Yeah, 当然我们谁都不想让孩子收集糖果的美好时光被破坏，但另外一方我们也许要应该的更多的关注这个一些 Halloween 的活动，他们来怎么来影响孩子的想法和看法。
So I'm not saying that anyone that celebrates Halloween or the decorations, images, passing out candy are guilty of evil actions.
我并不是说任何所有装饰图像分发糖果庆祝万圣节都犯了恶行。
But the Bible commands in Ephesians 5, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
就是在圣经在以弗所五章第五章命令就是不要与黑暗的头脑相交。
So you've already read through the verses that I had picked out today for Ephesians 5, 8 through 16. So I'm just going to go through them step by step, and we're going to break them into four sections.
今天我们在开始已经读了以弗所书的这个五章八到十六节。那下面呢，我就会把这些章节分成四个部分来逐一的讨论。
So the four sections are one. What is the contrast?What's the character? What's the commission? And what's the calling that Paul's talking about in these verses?
这四个部分的第一个是什么是对比，什么是性质，什么是使命，那什么是保罗在这些经文中想说的呼召。
So first, what's the contrast? Now everybody, close your eyes real tight. That's darkness.Now open your eyes very wide. That's light. See the contrast?
对，那第一个什么是对比呢？很简单，就是你们现在把你们的眼睛紧紧的闭上，这是黑暗的，你看不见什么东西。然后呢，你把你的眼睛大大的睁开，那你就会你看这是很明亮的，这就是光。那光和黑暗就是个很明显的对比。
So Paul writes aboutWhat every believer's life was like before salvation, with the contrast of what God intends it to be like after salvation.
保罗就是写到每个信徒在得救之前的生活，与上帝得救之后的这个得救之后的这个之间对比它也就是一个就是得救之后这个对比也是一个明显的反差哈。
So Ephesians 5, 8, just the first part, A. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord.
对，以弗所书五章八节是这样说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
To illustrate that point, Paul uses the common biblical illustration of darkness and light.
对，为了说明这一点呢，这个保罗使用了圣经中常见的黑暗与光明的比喻。
Before believers came to Christ, they were children of darkness. That describes us all. Before we came to Christ.
就是在信徒归向基督之前呢，我们都是黑暗之子。
Our nature was characterized by sin, and our destiny was eternal darkness.
对，我们的本性啊，在成为基督之前，都是以罪为特征的。 而我们的命运在成为基督之前呢，都是永恒的黑暗。
Now light refers to truth intellectually. Light refers to holiness morally. And holiness is just being set apart.
对，光在这个，就是在知识上呢，看呢是指的就是真理哈。那光在道德上呢，指的就是圣洁。圣洁的意思就是。
In contrast, darkness intellectually refers to ignorance, and morally refers to evil. And you find this all throughout the Bible.
对，相比之下呢，黑暗在这个最简单知识上面就是指的是无知哈，在道德上就是指的是邪恶。你可以在整本圣经中都会找到这样的说明和解释。
So the intellectual aspect of both figures pertain to what a person knows and believes, and the moral aspect pertains to what one thinks and acts.
对，在就关于这个黑暗和光明哈，在这两点上面，基于知识层面上呢，是跟一个人的知识和信仰相关的。在道德层面呢，这是跟一个人的思考和行为方式是相关的。
Light indicates a believer's new spiritual condition compared to what we were before trusting Christ. Now we are light in the Lord.
就是与我们成为信靠基督之前相比呢，光明表明基督的这个属灵情况哈，就是在我们的主里，我。 在现在呢，我们在主里面，我们就是光明的。
Colossians 1:13 says, Christ delivered us from the domain of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
哥罗西人1:13是这样，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们带到了他爱子的国度里。
So secondly, what is the character that Paul's talking about in these verses? And let's look at Ephesians 5:8b through 10.
那保罗第二点啊，就是刚刚我们说了什么是对比哈。第二点就是，什么是保罗所要讲的品格哈？应该是角质品格，应该是品格哈。那我们会用8到5章韦斯夫所说的这个8到5章8的时间来讨论。
So it says, so live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good, right, and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord.
这几段是这样说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切是良善、公义、诚实。总要查验什么是主所喜悦的事。
And Jesus taught in Matthew 5:14-16. Jesus said, You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father.
就像耶稣在马太福音中所教导的这样哈，就马太福音5:14-16，你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不能放在斗底下，是放在这个明处的，放在桌子上的哈，然后就会照亮一家的人，你们的光也当照。 照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将这样的荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So the character of the children of light is given what Paul calls fruit of light. The three main characters, or fruit if you like, of our life as children of light are that is good, right, and true.
光明之子的品格体现在保罗所说的光明之果中呢，就是我们作为光明之子的生活的三个主要性格特征，就是good 好的哈，好，正义，应该是正义哈，正义，然后一个是良善，正义，然后是这个诚实哈。
The first trait is all that is good in both nature and actions, which is really just the fruit of the Spirit, goodness.
对，第一个特征是在本性和行为上都是好的，这是圣灵的果子，就是良善。
Believers who live in God's light reflect God's goodness to others.
对，生活在上帝之光的信徒将上帝的良善反映给其他人。
The second trait, all that is right, has to do more with our relationship to God.
第二个特征是公义，所有正确的事情这都是和我们上帝的关系相关的。
Remember, people are counted as righteous not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners.
人被视为义人，并不是因为他们的工作，而是因为他们对赦免人罪的上帝的信心。
Remember Martin Luther's verse in Romans 1:17, the righteous will live by faith.
请记住马丁路德这个的诗句哈，在罗马书一章十节是这样的，义人必因信得生。
However, since Jesus has given us his righteous nature, we're to pursue righteousness, as it says in 1 Timothy 6:11. But you, Timothy, are a man of God, so run from these evil things. Pursue righteous and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
就是正如在那个提摩太六章十一节是这样的，他说，基督已经把他公义本性赐给了我们，那我们就要追求公义哈。这节章节是这样说的，你们属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐和温柔。
The third trait of light is truth. This includes moral truth, saving truth, working truth, living truth.
光的特征是真理哈，这包括道德真理、拯救真理、工作真理、生活真理。
It's not simply something to be known up here.It's something to be living in.
这不仅是要知道，这是我们脑子里明白的事，它其实是应该更体现在我们的生活中。
2 John 1:4, John was saying, How happy I was to meet some of you children and find them living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded.
对，就是我约翰二书的这个一章四节是这样的，我看见你们的儿女有照我们从父所受的命令遵行真理的就甚欢喜。
As far as the believer is concerned, as it says in verse 10, a focus needs to be a concern to carefully determine what is pleasing to the Lord.
就信徒的生活而言，就如十节所说，需要关注，重点关注一个问题是，以仔细确定什么是怎样做是讨主喜悦的。
So this third section, what's the commission, or what some would say, what is the command in Ephesians 5:11-13?
那在第三个点是那什么是就是使命呢？在以弗所书五章11节到13节说的什么是使命呢？有些人会称之为命令。
Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness, instead expose them, It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret.
这个以弗所书五章十一节、十三节是这样说的，那暗昧无义的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备这行事的人，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。凡是受了责备，就被光明显出来，因为这一切能显明的就是光。
So those who are made righteous are commanded to live righteously, and commissioned in doing that to expose the unfruitful activity of darkness.
那些被称为义的人被命令要过正义的生活，并被委托这样做，以揭露黑暗的头脑无功的活动。
Don't get involved in the ignorance of the world toward God.
不要卷入世上对上帝的无知。
Paul's command is direct and simple. Christians who are to produce the righteous fruit of light are to have nothing at all to do with the unfruitful deeds of darkness.
保罗的命令是直接而简单的，要结出光明之公义果子的基督徒，与不结果子的黑暗行为毫无关系。
Now, this doesn't mean that we should withdraw ourselves from the people of the world, but we are to set ourselves apart from evil.
这并不意味着我们要远离世人，而是要使自己远离罪恶。
1 Thessalonians 5:5, I think you've already read it, but it says, For you are, who are children of light and the day, we don't belong to darkness and night.
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书五章五节是这样说的，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
You know, does it really make sense for to have a child dressed as an angel walking along beside a child dressed as Satan or the devil to go out?
你就是当你把你的孩子打扮一个天使的时候，让他跟一个打扮着傻的人一起出去，在 Halloween 这样的出去，你觉得这样是有意义的一件事吗？
Now, I don't have this in there, but I'm not trying to lay any guilt trip on anybody in this.But there are other alternatives. Children can still have a good time, collect candy, if you think they should.
我这样讲并不想让大家觉得有罪恶感。如果说你们想要孩子有这个在这今天啊有一个好的时间可以这个去要糖果的话，其实他们有其他的机会去这样做哈。
Many places have a harvest festival or even a Reformation Day festival where children can dress up in shiny costumes and collect candy at that festival. A church nearby me rented a bunch of big slides, blown up slides, and they just had a good time with their children.
对，就是在许多地方有丰收节啊，甚至宗教的改革丰收节哈。孩子们在这样的节日上也可以穿得很闪亮的衣服呢去要糖果就像我们会一会儿会做的一样的。
I know it's not easy, but we may just need to make the effort to look for that or even organize it.
就是我们就需要就是去寻找这样的机会让孩子去参与这样更正确的活动或者是呢我们自己来组织这样的活动。
Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers in America, during his time in Philadelphia, there were dark times where people were stumbling around and felt unsafe at night.
我来说一个关于本杰明·富兰克林的事情哈。他是美国的建国的国父之一哈。他曾经在费城生活度过了费城的黑暗时期。就在那个时候呢，人们都不敢在晚上行走，觉得不安全。
So Franklin suggested that people would light their houses, but when they didn't, he put a lantern on a pole in front of his house.
富兰克林建议人们呢，在晚上的时候把在屋子里点上灯。如果说他看见大家不这样做的时候，他就会在自己的 屋前的一根柱子上放一个小灯笼。
Remember, this is more than 200 years ago. So people would walk by his house and they felt safer with the light. So many others started to put the same type of light on their house.
这个大概是两百年以前的事情。就是当人们经过他的房子时候，因为他的房前挂了一个小灯嘛，小灯笼，人们走过去的时候觉得会更安全的。那这样呢，就是觉得这样很好，大家就效仿他呢，在他们自己家的门前也点起了这样的小灯笼。
Many more people then were comfortable getting out of the house at night and walking around.
从那时候开始呢，就是人们就变得呢，就是更加的自在和舒适呢，在夜间出来去在外面行走。
Now, often it just takes an example of letting your light shine so that others can join you.
Yeah, 只是举这样一个例子啊，就是说你可以让你的自己的光芒哈就是发散出去，这样会影响到其他的人呢来加入你做同样的事情。
And you know what? As we gather with others letting their light shine, it gets even brighter.
就是当别人加入你的这个有光明的这样的活动的时候呢，这样的光才会变得更加的明亮。
But now how sometimes too often we can expose evil workings of the world without revealing the alternative of God's kingdom.
就是在很多时候呢，我们会常常的揭露这个世界的邪恶，但在另外一方面，我们又没有展示这个神所提供的正确的选项。
So again, this is not in there, but we don't want to be shaking our fingers at other people saying, "Oh, you evil people on Halloween."
就像是你不需要在 Halloween 指着那些参加 Halloween 说啊，你们是邪恶的人，你并不需要指责他们。
So lastly, what's the call that Paul's talking about in Ephesians 5:14?
那最后那保罗第三所说的那种呼召是什么呢？
This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
以弗所书五章十四节是这样说。所以主说，你们这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
This is a paraphrase Paul uses from a prophecy of the coming Messiah in Isaiah 60.
这是保罗在以赛亚书六十章对即将来临的弥赛亚的预言中使用的解释。
First, the sinner is described as one who sleeps.And then the summons is offered to awake and arise, and the Savior is presented. Christ will shine on you.
首先呢，就是罪人被描述为沉睡的人，然后被召唤醒来并起来，救主出现，基督会照耀你。
It shows the dilemma of sinfulness. It gives the invitation to the sinner.And shows who the Savior really is.
这就是显示出了这个罪恶的这个两难的困境。他一方面呢向罪人发出的邀请，那同时呢又向这个人呢显示了这个救主是谁。
So Paul here offers an invitation of God's call to those who are not children of light.To come to the light and be saved.
保罗在这里是向那些不是光明之子的人发出邀请或上帝的呼召，让他们来到光明面前并得救。
Again, not here, but we want people to be saved. We don't want them to be condemned.
对，我们是想人所有人都得救，而不是想让他们受到谴责。
Many commentators believe that this Isaiah 14 or Ephesians 5:14 is taken from a resurrection hymn sung by the early church and used as an invitation to unbelievers who might be in the congregation.
对，就许多现在的评论人认为，就是第十四节是从早期教会书的赞美诗中的一节所提取所 引用过来的，是用来邀请可能在参与聚会的那些非信徒的人来得到正确的信仰。
It's an invitation for those who are asleep in darkness to wake up, come to the light.
这就是邀请那些在黑暗中沉睡的人醒来并来到光明中。
Now, make no mistake about this. Our society has systematically dimmed the light that God has provided for all those who would believe.
对，我们现在社会的问题就是呢，系统性的呢，暗淡了这个上帝提供给所有愿意相信的人的这样的光芒。
So I'll just add one more C here for conclusion of what Paul's talking about in Ephesians 5:15 and 16.
所以呢，我将会用另外一个 C 来总结保罗在以弗所书五章十五节到十节所说的内容。
So, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光明，因为现今的世代邪恶。
If we allow ourselves to be involved with things that are foolish and unwise, we may lose our opportunity to make a difference to the world.
如果我们让自己卷入愚蠢和不明智的事情，我们可能会失去改变世界的机会。
If we keep our light under a basket so that it's not seen by the world, we forfeit many unique opportunities to share our faith with non-believers, to show them Jesus is worthy of their complete trust.
如果我们把我们的光放在篮子里，让世人看不到它，我们就会失去许多独特机会，与非信徒分享我们的信仰，并向他们表明，耶稣是值得他们完全信任的。
As John 12:44-46 says, Jesus shouts to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you're seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in the dark world." So that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark.
约翰福音十二章四十四节到四十六节是这样说的：耶稣大声说，信我的不是信我来，是信那差我来的。人看见我，就是看见那差我来的。我到世上来，乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。
So let's pray together. Father, thank you that you're a God of not only forgiveness, but second chances, third chances, fourth chances. Even if we have missed opportunities in the past to shine your light, and we know that light is your light, it doesn't come from us. It's just a reflection of your goodness. Help us to see those opportunities today, and maybe it's on days like this or other times that we can just say, We want to shine your light that comes from your goodness on others, so they too come to trust in Jesus as their light. We give you thanks for your word that reveals this to us, and thanks for the opportunity to gather together to hear from you. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.